The package calls for $200 million more than what the legislature budgeted in 2015, making their 2017 request the largest amount of money that's ever to be requested for the state's ongoing efforts to secure the Texas-Mexico border. The large spending package has lawmakers like State Senator Carlos Uresti, a Democrat from San Antonio who sits on both the Senate's Finance Committee and the Joint Border Security Committee, questioning what happened to the $800 million appropriated in 2015.
As you know, that money hasn't even been spent, and I think they're struggling to spend that money.
DPS officials say that part of the money goes to pay for the equipment the agency has yet to purchase and the salaries of 500 state troopers the state wants to station along the border but is yet to hire. State Representative Larry Gonzalez, a Republican from Round Rock and member of the House's Budget Committee, believes that analysis of how the DPS is spending this state money is coming soon.
The data's there. We just have to sit down, all of us at the body, and figure out what we did. Is it working? How do we proceed?
The governor's office in July called for a 4% cut for most state agencies, but will not include cutting the state's budget for border security. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.